Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you've had a lovely weekend as we continue on today with another teaching around the mind, body and spirit connection. So when you think of your body, you can look at it right now while you're listening to this. You'll see your hands, your feet, your legs, your stomach, your chest, your arms, every piece of your body you can see. And this is a tangible part of ourselves, a physical part of ourselves. And also our body creates our five senses as well. So when we hear, see, taste, touch and smell, the body is doing all of that for us. But we're also a multi-sensory entity, which is where our energies can tap into our soul, which is another part of ourselves, as we talked about last week, but isn't a physical, tangible thing that we can see or touch. It's more of a sense of ourself. And then when we think of the body, it's also carrying our mind in our brain, which is holding all of our thoughts, our memories, the subconscious thoughts we have, the conscious thoughts we are having currently, the thought patterns. And within the body as well, then it's carrying all of our muscle memory. So this is about the different traumas we've had and the different energies that we may have kept in our body or that we're going through at this time. So the body is actually holding so much. And we've spoken about this before when we actually did a lot on the body a few months ago. But really what I want you to think about is how your three aspects of yourself are connecting from the body. Because we as humans are in the body. We feel in our body, but actually we stay in the mind a lot more. But our body is what we're moving in. Like you get up and you walk from your, you know, your armchair to your bathroom, let's say, and you're moving. The body is constantly moving. The mind is always going, of course, but we don't always tap into like all the thoughts that our mind is having, which is thousands and thousands of thoughts a day. But when we're in the body, like we are physically feeling the movement of that. When we talked about the soul last week, we can't really feel the physical movement of the soul because it is not a physical entity. So the body is creating such a beautiful space for us to have this wonderful foundation. And really when they say your body is your temple, it is so true, because not only is it what keeps us alive and, you know, whether our health is good or bad is created from the body, but it gets us through everything. But it allows us to create a space within it to open ourselves up to be able to connect to the higher part of ourself, our higher energy, our soul energy, or even higher than that. And it allows us to connect into our wonderful minds as well, which are so powerful. And sometimes our minds overtake, but we actually have the power to really come into a different space in our mindset. It does take work. So what I'd like you to just in this very short teaching today is to think about, when do you connect to your body and what space are you creating within the body? So what I mean by that is when I meditate, for example, I might do a little drink, a cup of cacao, for example. And when I drink the cacao, it just brings me into this really relaxed state in my body. And when I'm in that, it's nearly like the whole center part from my stomach up to my chest nearly opens up. That's the only way I can really describe it. And it's like it just gets filled with light. And in that space, I have my hand actually on my stomach as I'm talking. In that space, it's like, oh, everything just feels really good. And from that space, so not only have I given myself, you know, personal time and personal space in a quiet room and say, mark it an hour of time for myself in this quiet, peaceful space, I've also then created a situation with nice music and essential oils and my cacao where my body can drop in to a nice, relaxed space. And then I create the space physically within the body to connect into that higher part of myself. That's where, for me, that's where I'm able to, you know, hear my intuition, hear other guidance. But actually, it's a place where everything I need to hear or know or understand has the opportunity to come forward to me. Things that I want to do, things that I need to understand more, things that I need to clear. And every single one of you are able to do that. We all do it in different ways, but you are able to create a space within the body. So I'd like you to think about, when's the last time you made space within your body? Have you ever made space within your body? And what could you do to make space within your body to connect to your soul and to connect to your mind? And more importantly, just let the body have a bit of space. So I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.